is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Friday to everybody out there listening and locked in all over North America. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you at. I don't care what you're doing. Thank you for being here. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started. Every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our producer holding it down tonight, Jack Carty. And thank you to you again for listening. How can you listen to this show? On the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. That means wherever you live, figure out the station. I don't know it. Maybe. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker. Yeah, talk to the machine. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got a busy show. We got college football. We got basketball, which started up in Abu Dhabi. We have more NFL. Thank you to the Falcons for giving me a heart attack. College football. A matter of fact, we got guests. How about that? Dan Wolken is going to join us from USA Today to talk about some college football. Mike DeFabo is going to join us from The Athletic. I want to know what the hell is going on with those Steelers as they get ready to take on the Cowboys. We have so much to do. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I'm on the internet. I'm everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. So we got a busy, busy show. Mike DeFabo is going to come through and join us next hour to talk about these Steelers as they get ready to take on the Dallas Cowboys. And then Dan Wolken is going to join us in about 2 hours to kind of preview this upcoming weekend in the college football world. I don't know if we're going to have any ridiculous barn burners like what Alabama and Georgia gave us last Saturday, but damn it, we can go ahead and start somewhere. So this is a great time of the sporting calendar. I mean, even the NHL got underway in Prague, out in the Czech Republic. So things are rolling, things are racing, and it's a good time to be a sports fan. Before we do or say anything else, a simple question to our producer helping out tonight, this afternoon, this evening. Hey, Jack, how are you, man? You doing okay?
I'm doing great, JR. How about yourself?
I'm all right, all right. You ready to have a good time?
Absolutely.
Good. Now, before I move, you a Mets fan or a Yankees fan?
I am a Met fan.
Okay, good. All right. Well, we'll talk about, speaking of heart attacks, we'll get into the New York Mets.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in the next break. And it's a busy day. I mean, it's Friday. Everybody's getting ready for the weekend. People are getting ready for some of the games tonight. There is no baseball tonight. You got to wait until tomorrow. But then just little news popping up. You know, right on my way into the studio, I saw that Davante Adams is putting up photos of Edgar Allan Poe and I guess teasing Baltimore Ravens fans as to what a possibility is if he's out there on a receiving end of passes from Lamar Jackson. But we'll get into all of that because, of course, Aaron Rodgers has some words on his former teammate and Davante Adams. So we'll get into all of that. But let's get this out of the way first. I left the studio last night, and I was in here with super producer and host Ryan Hickey. We were watching Thursday Night Football. The Atlanta Falcons didn't know what the hell they were doing. They were going back and forth with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There was no way in hell that these Atlanta Falcons could just fall to 2-3. That'd be a disaster. And I told Hickey, I said, people here in Atlanta will be calling for Kirk Cousins to sit down on the bench. People would be calling for Michael Penix Jr. to take over in their next game, because if they lost, people would be looking at the offense and saying, the hell are y'all doing? We're paying Kirk Cousins $180 million, $100 million guaranteed, to do what? And God bless both the Falcons and the Buccaneers, because they gave us an excellent start to this week's NFL season. They went back and forth and back and forth. The Falcons are missing field goals. They got field goals that are getting blocked. Kirk Cousins, his one interception that he threw looked like it was going to be the game breaker. And then they were able to march back down the field, almost no timeouts. Young Wei Ku, his name is not Young Ho. Al Michaels called that man Young Ho. That's not his name. Young Wei Ku kicked a field goal to take him into overtime. And then Kadarius Hodge basically took over from there with a 45-yard game winner. The Falcons, yeah, that was a good game last night. I don't care who you root for. But if you're a Falcons fan, you almost damn near had a heart attack. A matter of fact, let's
see. Here's Mooney in motion with Cousins, and they're going to gun it, and it's caught to Darryl Hodge. 35, 30,
take it, baby.
20, 15, 10, 5,
bang.
Drive home safely. Oh, my goodness.
Welcome to the game, Kadarryl. Are you serious?
A walk-off for Kadarryl Hodge and the Falcons.
Yeah, they said welcome to the game because the guy primarily plays special teams. Okay, he was in there basically as an injury substitution. 45-yard game winner. And speaking of yardage, Kirk Cousins had the game of his career? What? Yeah, you heard that correctly. Old man Kirk Cousins had the game of his career. A career-high 509 yards passing. A career-high 4 touchdowns. Even Kyle Pitts. Sometimes I have to wonder whether or not this guy really loves football. He had 7 catches for 88 yards. Kirk Cousins was swag surfing after the game. Yeah, if you're not down here, you don't know about the swag surf. Maybe you don't. You probably do, but not like here in Georgia. Kirk Cousins was swag surfing. He's never seen that in his life. Ain't no swag surfing in U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis that much. I absolutely know. And so I told you, this was a pivotal game for the Falcons. Last year, they were garbage. They finally got a quarterback in Kirk Cousins. There are expectations for them to win and win big, like win this division. And so now they're ahead of the Bucs. They both have records of 3-2. And Kirk Cousins, despite giving everybody a heart attack, well, the Falcons in the hole every single game, certainly their victories. Remember that Monday night win against the Eagles with Drake London with that catch? Remember the field goal from this past Sunday, what we just saw? Absolutely crazy against the Saints. Youngway had to go out there and get the job done. Wild stuff. This team, these Falcons, I mean, they put on social media that they're giving people a heart attack, but at least the fans can rest easy for a little while longer. Because Kirk Cousins, I guess he's finally earning his money. Raheem Morris spoke to the media after the game, and he talked about Kirk Cousins.
And this game is all about confidence. This game is going out there getting better and better every single week. And that's what he's been doing since he's been back. You know, he's coming off a significant injury, and I've watched him get better every single week. And we kind of talked about it, what he went from Pittsburgh to he went to all throughout the games, and every single week has been better, whether it's been explosives, whether it's been execution, whether it's just a rhythm and routine with him and Zach and our offensive staff. I mean, he's just getting better and better. That's what happened today.
Yeah, that's what you want, right? Nobody plays preseason football anymore. Nobody hardens their bodies. Nobody goes through the repetitions. Nobody's getting in a real practice. Nobody's getting live game action. I know what Aaron Rodgers said about preseason in the summer. Said it's not real football. Well, damn it, I guess with 17 games, everybody is going to use real live game action just to go out there and warm up. And so Kirk Cousins, nobody's talking about that Achilles now. Took one game for people to start, oh, Kirk, his Achilles is still cooked. He looks fine to me. As a matter of fact, let's hear from the man himself, who last night set a career high with 509 yards passing to go along with 4 touchdowns. By the way, somebody throwing for more than 500 yards, surprisingly, has only been done 14 times. I hope Kirk Cousins is somewhere icing up his arm right the hell now. Listen to what he had to say.
The narrative on the sideline was, you know, we score a touchdown, game over. And I thought, well, yeah, but you guys are acting like it's easy to go down and score a touchdown. And with the way Red did it, I guess they were right. So that was fun.
Yeah, fun. How about that? Yeah, fun for y'all. All of my friends here in Georgia, it was not fun watching that game. Not at the end. People were leaving Mercedes-Benz Stadium when Kirk Cousins threw that interception because people are like, they ain't no way in hell they're going to get this ball back with limited time, having to fight the way down the field and win the game. They thought the game was over. The Falcons do what they do all the time. Now, I don't have to. Well, I too late. I am referencing the Super Bowl. My bad. Against the Patriots, 28-3. Sorry, my bad. It's what they do. They scare the living hell out of you. I don't care what iteration of the team it is. I don't care what decade it is. Oh, man, we can go back to the late 90s. It doesn't matter. We can dirty bird our way all the way to rise up. The Falcons are going to scare the hell out of everybody. And for right now, at least, I feel good that they're still going to be on top of this division by the time we get to the end of the month. Because obviously the Falcons are not going to play on Sunday. I mean, one hell of a turnaround, wouldn't it? The Atlanta Falcons have the Panthers up next. Come on. I know Bryce Young is not back there. Falcons, by the way, if you look at some of these scores, giving up 30 points, they can work on a defense. I know all these new additions. Come on, Judon. I thought you want the contract. Start sacking people. If they can't beat the Panthers with Andy Dalton, then they don't deserve to win a division. Come on. You got to take care of them. And the Buccaneers are good enough to get into the playoffs as a wild card. But ain't nobody standing around running away with the NFC South. First of all, you going to trust the Saints long term? I know they might get Devontae Adams, but are you going to bet on that? And then the Panthers. Come on, what am I saying? Panthers are a joke. One of the NFL's premier doormats for the entire league. Take on the Panthers, walk away with a victory for the most part. And so how do the Bucs feel about this? Baker Mayfield didn't have a bad game. The man threw for 3 touchdowns. Mike Evans holding 2 of the touchdowns. And Mike Evans now has more than 100 TDs for his entire career. Yeah, Mike Evans is just a machine. And then their next game on the 13th of October, the Buccaneers and the New Orleans Saints, they could just go out there and beat the living hell out of each other, while the Falcons obviously, hopefully, just beat the snot out of Andy Dalton and the Carolina Panthers. Baker Mayfield spoke after the game. He talked about the end of the game, and of course, he wasn't happy that they walked.
Just back and forth. Obviously, every time we got the ball back in the fourth quarter, trying to hit the mindset and tell the guys, you know, we need to finish with this, finish the right way, end with points, and put this game away. And then once they're driving fourth quarter, just realizing that we need to hit the reset button, get ready for overtime. Obviously not getting a chance to go out there just based on the rules, but not ideal for us.
Yeah, the Buccaneers, they missed the mark. They had an opportunity to take a commanding 4-win, 1-loss lead in the NFC South. They blew it because these teams are close. The Bucs are good, but they're not world beaters. And the Falcons are just here to give you a heart attack. What a great start to another week of the NFL season. Thank you so much to the Buccaneers, and kind of thank you to the Falcons for at least making sure that my ticker works. Everybody, if you're listening to me right now, your ticker works. Congratulations to you as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to make sure your ticker works, okay? I'm going to be here chatting it up. If you want to holler at me, you can. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me everywhere on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. I told you, we got a full show. Next hour, Mike DeFable is going to come through and talk to us about Sunday Night Football. What the hell is going to happen between those Cowboys and those Steelers? Later on in the show, Dan Wolkin's going to join us from USA Today to talk some college football. When we come back on the other side of the break, speaking of heart attacks, I want to talk about the New York Mets. It looks like they figured out how they want to play the Phillies, specifically tomorrow. Forget tomorrow. Tonight, there's a basketball player, the most famous guy on earth right now, some guy named LeBron James, at least famous basketball player. LeBron James is... his status is up in the air tonight against the Timberwolves, but his son, his status might be different. We're going to get into that. Aaron Rodgers has some thoughts on Davante Adams and his relationship with Salah. The NFL is trying to go out into Abu Dhabi, just like the NBA is. We're going to talk Bills, Texans. James Harrison is looking for a fight. Yeah, you heard me correctly. The Patriots players are ready to quit. There is so much to get into. Congratulations, it's just the beginning. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You heard the phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break to open the show up, I had to acknowledge the heart attack that I had when I left work last night. Thank you so much to the Atlanta Falcons. And speaking of heart attacks, one heart attack that also happened, and this is why this time of year is so great. Because here in the studio, I had on the New York Mets and the Brewers. I had on the Falcons and the Bucks. And I had an opportunity to talk about both games while I was here on the radio. No play-by-play, but just kind of, you know, talking about what's going on. Like Pete Alonso hitting that three-run bomb last night that basically moved the New York Mets ahead to take on the Phillies. I mean, this, even the home run call went viral. They played Howie Rose, that's the New York Mets radio guy, if you're not in New York. They played his home run call on the plane. Amazing stuff. A matter of fact, let's listen to this three-run home run. You could say the New York Mets are lucky. You could say whatever the hell you want. The Mets are the winners. Listen to this.
3-1 to Alonso. Williams sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Frelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him.
Listen, good for Pete Alonso. Every human being that I know basically said the same thing after he hit that. He better keep it up if he wants a big contract. The season sucked. An Aaron Judge contract year he did not have. And so if Pete Alonso wants to rake in the big bucks, then maybe his bat is going to have to continue to stay hot. Now, unfortunately, this is bad for the Brewers. The Brewers go home. Williams gave up the bomb. I think he was out there tipping his pitches, and he paid for it. Pete Alonso, afterwards, he talked about being able to actually show up and help his teammates. Listen to Pete.
I mean, I'm just really happy I was able to capitalize on something out over the plate. I mean, it's just been such a great ride all year, and I'm just happy I could come through for my team right there. It's a really special moment.
Yeah, it could be special for your wallet, too. Digital wallet, physical wallet, checkbook, bank account, checking account, savings account. Stocks, everything. It could be real beneficial if you continue to stay hot. The New York Mets are going to need him to stay hot. Because tomorrow, I don't know how much more magic the New York Mets have left in their bats. I don't know any more Mr. Mets or Grimaces or Hawk Tua Girls or I don't know whatever stupid gimmicks they pulled out. I don't know how much more that they got left. They're going to take on the Phillies. The Phillies have been relaxing. I don't know. Maybe 5 days off is bad for you. Typically in baseball, you want to be at full strength in baseball. You want to have a full opportunity to be in a rhythm. It's like riding a bike. You know, they say you ride a bike, you get off, and then you get back on 5 days later, 5 years, and you don't forget how to ride your bike. Well, in baseball, you want to be sharp. You want your eyes to be sharp. You want your arm to be sharp. You want your pitches to be sharp. You don't want 5 days off, and there ain't no cure for that. And just a few hours ago, we found out what the New York Mets are going to do when it comes to the mound. Because we know what the Phillies are throwing out there. Forget their lineup. The lineup is stacked. They got Nola. They got Wheeler at the top of their rotation. And the New York Mets, who are they throwing out there to open up game one of this NLDS matchup? The New York Mets are going to a guy who's been out all year long. The New York Mets are handing the ball to a dude who has pitched a whopping 5 innings this entire year because his shoulder was hurting and then his leg was hurting and then he fell apart. That's it. His name is Kodai Senga. He was supposed to be the ace for the New York Mets this year for a team that I thought was basically rebuilding. And look at what happened. In the playoffs, National League Division Series. Look at that. They didn't need Kodai Senga. He's supposed to pick up the slack that them old guys that they traded away were supposed to do. Hi, Verlander. Hi, Scherzer. Washed up guys. Justin Verlander says he still wants to play baseball. Okay. All right, you get healthy next year. We'll see what happens. But anyway, everybody was a little shocked when the Mets manager, Carlos Mendoza, gave everybody the update that a guy that hasn't pitched all year long was going to start one of their more pivotal games. As a matter of fact, Carlos Mendoza said this was Kodai Senga's idea. Of course it was. Listen to this.
He was the one that approached us, and he wanted to know what were we thinking in case, you know, we were here in the division series and or potential NLCS. And we just wanted to hear what he had to say and offer, and he was pretty honest with us. And it was an easier decision because of what we've been through with him the whole year.
Okay. This man hasn't pitched all year long. I don't care how many rehab starts. I don't care how many bullpen sessions. I don't care how many simulated this, simulated that, minor league this, minor. I don't care. Ain't no guarantees here, but you'd have to think the New York Mets will probably, likely, maybe, possibly get smacked around tomorrow. And yet it's baseball. Nobody knows. I don't got no crystal ball. Don't hold me to it. This is going to ultimately be what, a bullpen game for a guy who pitched 5 innings in the regular season. The New York Mets are going to throw him out there to do what? Pitch 2 innings? Pitch 3 innings? Hope that he can just eat up some innings? That's pretty much what they're hoping for. I'm not saying the New York Mets are conceding this game, not by any stretch of the imagination, but the last time I saw Kodai Senga on a major league mound, this guy hit the floor and grabbed his leg. Good luck to the New York Mets as they take on the Phillies. I'm going to take the Phillies. Unfortunately, you know, for our producer helping us here today, Jack, what are your thoughts on this series? What do you expect it to look like?
So I'm expecting it to maybe not come right down to the end of the wire like you did yesterday where, you know, you're down 2 runs. You got to hit like a crazy home run to win the game like we did Monday and yesterday. But I think, you know, last series we played them, 1-3 out of 4. We looked good. We were hitting. We were, you know, pitching well. Yeah, I kind of have to agree. I'm not, like, anti-putting Senga out there, but I don't know how well he's going to do with the fact that he hasn't played baseball all season. Like, he played 5 games. So I'm a little, I am a little, very little.
Now, forget,
Yeah, a little skeptical.
Forget the game. What do you think this series is going to look like? You got the Mets, or you going with the Phillies? You going to tell me about your heart or your brain? Who do you think is going to win this series?
I'm going with the Mets all the way.
Okay, and is that because of your heart or your brain?
It's a little bit of both. I'm going to use my heart because I'm a true Met fan, but at the same time, I don't know. These Mets seem kind of unstoppable right now.
Oh, my God. Okay. I mean, if there is a benefit for the Phillies is that we haven't seen them be unstoppable because they've been relaxed. I'm not saying they're relaxing. Of course, they're working their asses off, but the New York Mets, they got the, how do you say it? They got the blood pumping. They got the juices flowing. They got blood pumping. They got everything popping and going through their veins right now. And maybe the Phillies can be upset tomorrow just because of the time that they've had off. I mean, inactivity. Hey, if you're not active, you get a little rusty there. So let's see what happens. Game one between the New York Mets and the Phillies takes place tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern. So, yeah, if you're looking for your baseball fix and you like heart attacks, then you're in the right place. You see what the New York Mets do tomorrow against the Phillies. I just think up and down throughout the course of the lineup with the bats, and then you match up with the pitching. New York Mets are throwing out a guy who hasn't pitched in months, only thrown five innings all year, and the New York Mets are going to end up facing one guy that they're very familiar with in Zach Wheeler, because the guy used to be a New York Met. And between Wheeler and Nola, they're probably the best pitching duo that is left out of anybody. I don't care if you take a look at the NL, the AL, they probably have the best pitching duo that's left in the postseason. Let's see what the Phillies do. I got the Phillies winning this series against the New York Mets, but alas, let's see how much more juice the Mets can squeeze out of the situation. Good luck to them. Hey, and speaking of playing, and I mentioned this in the last break, we got preseason basketball underway, right? We got the Boston Celtics and the Nuggets. They're out in Abu Dhabi. The Celtics won, by the way. Who cares? Preseason game, just for show. And then we got the NFL trying a game in Abu Dhabi. And then we even have another NBA game tonight, stateside. The Los Angeles Lakers are going to take on the Timberwolves. And Kodai Senga hasn't played baseball in a very long time. LeBron James, he hasn't played basketball since Paris. LeBron James is not going to play basketball tonight. It sucks. What can I say? You bought a preseason ticket in the West Midland nowhere to watch LeBron play a preseason game. He's not playing against the Timberwolves. I mean, no shock. All right, you better, if you're buying tickets to an NBA game, you better be very selective and thoughtful as to what game you buy to watch LeBron. He's not playing tonight. It has been reported, though. Surprise, surprise. His son, Bronny, might play. Now, I'm not running through all the preseason schedule in the games and what have you, but is it realistic? I'd probably say so. That we will not see LeBron and Bronny, got to get used to that, that we won't see these two guys on the court until the regular season. Like, if you're the Los Angeles Lakers, if you're the NBA, don't you want to capitalize on the fact, the thought, the idea that the first time that they play together will be on a regular season court, not a preseason one? Doesn't it kind of take some of the excitement out of it when they're on the court at the same? Yeah, I know it's a preseason game, but the photo op and the pageantry, you want to save it for a big game, right? Forget the fact that Bronny, well, we don't know yet, but he didn't look like an NBA player. Forget the fact that Bronny, all things considered, if he was not LeBron James' son, that Bronny James would probably be in the G League. The next game, the next preseason game, LeBron might play and they may give Bronny garbage minutes. I don't think we'll see them at the same time. Hey, we got Rich Ackerman here. Rich, I want to ask you, if you were the Los Angeles Lakers, and of course we know they want to capitalize on what will be a historic moment, Bronny and LeBron on the court at the same time, Would you hold off on that in the preseason and just wait for the regular season?
Yes, absolutely. There's no reason LeBron James needs to play more games than he's already played.
Oh, so forget the Bronny aspect. Just let LeBron rest his almost 40-year-old legs.
Yeah, I think the experience will be good for Bronny in the preseason. So I'm going that way.
How many games does LeBron play this year? 60, 65?
I'm going to say somewhere in between that. If you put the over-under on 60, I'd say I'd take the over, but just slightly.
I'd like to see it. This man turns 40 years old in December. We're in a great time of the calendar, as I said. The NFL is underway. College football is underway. We got NHL games taking place in Prague. We got preseason in Abu Dhabi. A matter of fact, we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the NBA in Abu Dhabi. And since we were just talking about the New York Mets, let's stay in the New York area. And let's stay international, because the New York Jets, they're in London. They're getting ready to take on the Minnesota Vikings. And Aaron Rodgers had some words for his head coach. He says he loves him. He also had some words for a former wide receiver who's currently on the trade market. We'll talk about all of that on the other side of the break. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about the game that kicked off the current NFL season between the Falcons and the Bucks last night. Talked about the New York Mets making their decision to throw out Kodai Senga, who's only pitched 5 innings this year, against the Phillies to open up their NLDS matchup. And if we fast forward to the next NFL game on Sunday, it's not taking place in the United States of America. It's not taking place in North America. The next game for the NFL season is going to take place in London. Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets are going to take on Sam Darnold and the Minnesota Vikings. We talked a lot about this game yesterday, specifically Sam Darnold, how he was recently crowned the NFC Player of the Month. Never in my life did I say I'd utter such a thing, but hey, he is best quarterback playing in the league right now. How that looks in another week or so, we'll find out, okay? And so the Jets and the Vikings are going to wake everybody up on Sunday with some football. And so naturally, on the Friday before the game, they had media availability. And everybody's favorite media darling, Aaron Rodgers, spoke to the media. And there's a couple of things that you can bet he was asked, okay? First of all, when you go back to this past Sunday's game against the Broncos, in the rain, where the New York Jets looked like garbage, and so did the Broncos. The New York Jets committed 13 penalties. The New York Jets couldn't stay on sides. The New York Jets looked like they were not in sync. We heard so much between Coach Salah and Rodgers about the cadence and what works and what doesn't work, and they don't get along and they hate each other. I'm not going that far. What I've said for months, man, for more than a year now, I think we all know this, Rob Saleh might as well work for Aaron Rodgers, okay? He might have coach in his title, but he better do whatever Aaron Rodgers says, because if Aaron Rodgers isn't happy, the New York Jets lose. And if the New York Jets lose, they all get fired. You better kiss Aaron Rodgers' backside. And so in the most hilarious way possible, earlier today in London, Aaron Rodgers didn't say that Rob is my coach. Aaron Rodgers stood in front of the media and basically said that Coach Saleh is my friend. Listen to this.
Well, I think, he felt like, there wasn't his answer. Maybe didn't actually reflect his feelings. Cadence has been a weapon. I think he kind of went in and got a chance Monday to kind of respond to all that. But I think there's some driving force to try and put a wedge outside the facility between Robert and I. But, we're really good friends. We enjoy each other. We spend time almost every day. I mean, in his office talking about things and talking about the energy of the team, the focus of the team, what we need to get done, how I can help him out, how he can help me out. So we've got a great relationship.
Wow. Wow. They trade baseball cards. What else do friends do? I don't know. Jack, what else do they do in the room together? I don't know. Talk about football. Do they talk about the news? Does Aaron Rodgers suggest drugs for him to try? Like, what are they doing in there?
Man, I have absolutely. I feel like definitely Aaron Rodgers is doing most of the talking. I mean, it's Robert Saleh just kind of listening to Aaron Rodgers. Like, I mean, just even just as friends. Like, if they are friends, I feel like Aaron Rodgers is probably carrying the conversation. But who knows what they're talking about? I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like, I don't know, they're friends. I don't know. I mean, maybe they are friendly, but I can't imagine what they have in common with each other. I really can't imagine.
They are not friends. We talked about this last night. These guys are not friends. One day, when this comes to an end, and I'd say it's unlikely that it ends in a championship. It'd be nice. Aaron Rodgers is the man who showed up and told everybody, hey, that one Vince Lombardi trophy at the front of one Jets drive in Florham Park, it looks lonely. Well, then he blew out his Achilles last year, and now he's back and he's healthy. And right now the New York Jets have a record of 2-2. And if I have to take a look at the entire NFL landscape, with their quarterback and with their defense, the New York Jets do have a chance, but they have to hit their stride. And it's still early in the season. They have a record of 2-2. But you best believe, whenever this is over, and given the fact that Aaron Rodgers is 40 years old, going to be 41, this ain't going to last forever. Whenever it's done, Aaron Rodgers ain't calling him. Rob Saleh is not calling Aaron Rodgers. And Jack is right. I could see Aaron Rodgers sitting in his office right now, and Rob Saleh just going, yep. Whatever you say, boss, whatever you say. Yep. I can hear it now. The New York Jets got better issues than whether or not these guys are friends. The more important thing is whether or not Aaron Rodgers respects him as a coach. You know, shoving him on the sidelines while he's trying to give him a hug. Hey, I don't think that's the best visual. Maybe you talk about there's a driving force driving us apart. How many players, whether playfully or not, do you see shoving their coach? I don't know. Aaron Rodgers could see everything going on in the world. Aaron Rodgers can have an opinion on everything, but Aaron Rodgers fails to see what the hell he does and how he contributes to situations and issues. He could see it all. Maybe that's what happens when you drink the ayahuasca. I don't know. Never had it before. I will tell you this, a man has many opinions. The man has many opinions. And he wasn't just asked about his relationship with Robert Saleh. Aaron Rodgers was asked about his former teammate, Devontae Adams. These guys spent 8 seasons together in Green Bay. We know Devontae Adams wants to be traded. He's playing mind games with people right now. He decided to put up a post of Edgar Allan Poe. Now, unless you're living underneath a rock, he might as well have put up a logo of the Baltimore Ravens. He's leaving everybody to think. I don't think it's indicative of him definitely going to the Ravens and playing with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. That'd be a nice trio. Maybe he's trying to put out an SOS. Maybe he's trying to scare everybody. Maybe he's trying to put a foot to the ass of the New York Jets to say, listen, man, I'm getting close to the Ravens. Come get me. Trade for me. What are you doing? You never know. But Aaron Rodgers was asked about Devontae Adams, and this is what Aaron Rodgers had to say.
I don't know how much I can say about it, this tampering. but I still have a close friendship with him. We spend time in the offseason together. He's a great guy and a great player, and the rest of that's out of my hands.
Yeah, but of course he is tampering. You don't think Aaron Rodgers wants to play with the guy? He's making jokes and alluding to it during training camp. Now, we all talked about the spots and we've heard the news. Oh, he wants to play with someone that's thrown him the ball before. Well, that'll be two guys, Derek Carr, or two guys worth a damn. It's Derek Carr and Aaron Rodgers. That's it. Nobody else? Devontae Adams going down to New Orleans to play for the Saints. Okay, fine. All right, whatever. Looks nice. Sure. Saints ain't winning no championship with or without Devontae. I don't know if he's going to win one with the Jets, but at least he's familiar with the guy and he's buddy-buddy with Aaron Rodgers. I would love to see him with the Ravens. Come on now. He would be the best wide receiver that Lamar Jackson has ever played with, ever. People are looking at Nelson Agholor and Mark Andrews, who has to do dual duty as a tight end. He got to block and catch the ball. Isaiah Likely, come on. This would be the best guy that he's ever thrown the football to. And maybe if Devontae Adams realistically did go to the Baltimore Ravens, maybe the Ravens would finally get over the hump. It's nice to see somebody running the football on the Ravens, not named Lamar Jackson. We saw what Derrick Henry did this past Sunday against the Bills. The man had 199 yards rushing on the ground. You don't think this is good news for Lamar Jackson? You don't think this is good news for his body and maintenance to make sure that he's healthy when the postseason actually arrives? As cool as it would be to see Devontae in New York teamed up with his buddy Aaron Rodgers, he might have the best chance of advancing out of the AFC if he were in Baltimore. He has praised Lamar Jackson as one of the best ball carriers that the NFL has ever seen. He actually said that. True. It's true. Is he the best passer? Is he going to be happy to, I don't want to say be a decoy most of the time? I think the man wants to go to the Jets because he knows the ball is going to get thrown his way. It's not just a matter of winning football games. It's also a matter of dollar and cents. Dollars and cents. Devontae ain't getting any younger. He wants some more money. It's the JR Sportbrief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue in the AFC. We're going to talk about the Bills. They're going to take on the Texans. You're locked in. It's the JR Sportbrief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.